Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're to San Francisco to visit with our good colleague David Maxwell. He is the Vice President for the Center for Asia-Pacific Strategy. David, you're ordinarily not in San Francisco. You're traveling. What is the mission? Good day to you, David.
Good day. Yes, the Global Peace Foundation and the Alliance for Korea United is having us on a campus tour. We've been to Princeton, UC Berkeley on Monday, San Francisco State today, and UCLA on Friday. And we are briefing and lecturing students to try to motivate them to support a free and unified Korea. And so we are talking about the chaos in Korea, and the path to denuclearization is through unification. That is our mission, and we're really grateful to talk to such great students at all these universities who do appear to be generally motivated to support a free and unified Korea.
How have you been received by the younger people?
Great questions. They are really very engaged, knowledgeable, and passionate about the pursuit of a free and unified Korea.
Gordon, you have a question about a tour for a peaceful Korea. Imagine that, Gordon. Good day to you.
Imagine that. Dave, the candidate who is leading in the June 3 presidential election, Yi Jae-myung of the Democratic Party of Korea, also believes in a unified Korea. But he believes in a unified Korea that looks like it might be dominated by North Korea. What have the students been saying about this?
Well, it appears that they really have a good understanding of what a free and unified Korea needs to be. And there's great knowledge about the 815 unification doctrine that really is built on human rights, freedom, democracy, and liberal democracy. And so they get that understanding. And it's important to note also that the Ministry of Unification has just released a follow-up to the 815 doctrine, which really expands on it in a very positive way. And so, I like to say that while President Yoon was impeached, the unification doctrine has not been impeached. Of course, the question is, if Yi Jae-myung wins, what he will go forward with policy. And that is what is really troubling to many people.
And is there any indication that the public is sympathetic to his message of peace in our time as long as Pyongyang approves of it? Do they hear that?
I think many in Korea understand the threat from the North. And of course, Kim Jong-un is making that threat very real. I think what the problem is the naivete among pundits in South Korea and in the United States that you can appease Kim Jong-un. And I think that's where Yi Jae-myung breaks down. They think that they can appease Kim Jong-un and that will bring peace. And I think most of us believe who study the problem know that the root of all evil on the Korean Peninsula is the existence of the Kim family regime, and the existential threat to Kim Jong-un is the very existence of South Korea and the example that it provides to the Korean people in the North for how to live a better life.
Gordon, forgive me, a follow-up. During the protests about the removal of the previous president, there were indications that he was gaining in popularity the closer he came to being dishomed. Is that carrying over into this presidential contest, that he was more popular at the end than he had been at the beginning? Does that anybody else borrow that?
I think that we're seeing that in the polls at Yi Jae-myung, the Democratic Party of Korea, the leftist, is still ahead. Mm-hmm. We have a very divided population in South Korea between conservatives and leftists. And the elections for president are very close. This one probably will be closer than the polls show now, but clearly Yi is leading.
David, does Yoon's endorsement mean anything in the contest?
No, I don't think so. And of course, he's now being tried in criminal court for insurrection. But the problem is with the conservatives is that they are very divided among themselves. And while Yoon's popularity was going up, I think it was really the popularity opposing impeachment that was really strong. But the conservatives really need to mobilize and unify their constituencies. And the four now leading candidates of the conservatives, are very different and it's very divisive, and which unfortunately divisions among the conservatives could lead to victory by E. Jae-myung, who is a very shrewd politician.
Gordon, you have a question for David.
Dave, if we can actually just shift gears for a moment. We saw that South Korea's spy agency has launched another satellite, again, to monitor North Korea. And by the way, it was launched from Cape Canaveral by our friends at SpaceX. Is this a growing cooperation between South Korea and the United States in space matters?
Yes, it has. And it really goes back to, for really decades, about South Korea developing independent warfighting capabilities and developing its own intelligence capabilities. This satellite is the fourth of five that will be put in space, and it will give the South Korean intelligence and support military action, the kill chain doctrine and the Korean massive punishment and retaliation doctrine of South Korea to be able to strike targets. This is a synthetic aperture radar that will really see at night and through any weather conditions that will really give near real time, I guess, within 2 hours of sighting information to the South Korean military, which will really enhance their independent warfighting capabilities, which is something that, everybody has long wanted. And I think will be supported by the current U.S. administration as well.
David, we have tens of thousands of troops, I believe, still deployed in Korea, in South Korea, the Republic of Korea. This satellite is the KCIA, which is a separate standalone. Do we not have cooperation, our satellites and their needs and their needs and our troops? Don't they work in, aren't they integrated, or is it silos?
No, it's very integrated. It is extremely integrated and very well done. I mean, the Combined Forces Command lives and works together every day. We share intelligence in the bilateral relationship. There are fused cells of sharing of information. This provides another capability, and no country has perfect intelligence. And so South Korea is developing their independent capabilities, which is something that we want, but we will continue to share information, and this will enhance U.S. capabilities just as U.S. capabilities enhance South Korean capabilities.
Gordon, you have a question.
Dave, talking about the sharing of information, South Korea has a information sharing agreement with Japan, generally called JASOMIA. How is that working out in practice?
From what I can observe through open source, is that it's working out very well. Something I've long observed for really the last more than two decades is that the cooperation between the two militaries and I think by extension, the intelligence services has been very good. The professionals really work well together. It is only when politics between the two countries create friction that we see the problem. So I think on the professional level, the sharing is good. But every problem we have seen with JASOMIA, the intelligence sharing agreement, has been because of political issues, not because of the work of the professionals in both countries.
All the world is tariffs, 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 David. And one question comes up within these hours. The headline in Reuters, South Korea to seek speedy solution on auto tariffs in U.S. trade talks. I also heard from the FT saying that South Korea was seeking a resolution right away without friction. Is that accurate? Are they looking to make a deal and be one of the first to come up with a solution?
Yes, I think so. And tariffs are out of my area. But what I would like to emphasize is that with the space launch, with these negotiations, with everything that is going on in Korea, the Korean government, the professional civil servants are still continuing to function and function well despite the political turmoil with the president. And I think that's really important to understand. And I think that the leadership in Korea and the professionals know that a quick agreement that is well done, that's mutually beneficial to both sides, is in both our interests. And so I think it's really important to emphasize how the Korean government continues to function despite the political turmoil at the top.
David Maxwell is the vice president of the Center for Asia-Pacific Strategies. He's on the road to college campuses to talk about a unified Korea in peace. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.